We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
All right, so Allie, you'd mentioned something about this Coney 2012, and I've seen posts all over the place on Facebook in the last 24 to 48 hours about this, and I have honestly never clicked on a single one of them. It seems like a lot of people have pretty strong opinions about this guy or what's going on regarding him, and what is going on regarding him? Is some sort of dictator or warlord?
Yeah, he's a Ugandan warlord who there's been this big movement and this viral video. It's gotten 60 million views called Invisible Children. And the point of the video is to create awareness about Joseph Kony and his basic crimes against the Ugandan people. It's his organization that he's the head of is the LRA, or I get that right, the Lord's Resistance Army. And he basically, it was something that the Ugandan people supported, but then he basically it had more support. So he basically turned it on its head, and to purify the movement, he basically started implementing these new rules, and like it turned into this whole thing where he's taking children from their families and making him into sex workers. And
oh,
it's just a terrible, terrible story.
So this guy came to power with some support, is what you're saying, and then essentially changed how he was behaving?
Let me hop in here. So a warlord in Africa is essentially the leader of an armed gang.
Right.
Without the blessing of the state or whatever. It's not carrying the mantle of the state. And, you know, in the case of Kony, you know, what he wants is he wants to bring the world back to the Old Testament is his the stuff he's preaching about. But, you know, in the process, he's making young boys into child soldiers, which is all you have to do is, you know, search child soldiers and you'll see what a horrifying thing this is in Africa. And the little girls into prostitutes in order to fund this. I mean, he's pimping them.
Because that's what Jesus would do.
Right.
Right. Well,
Jesus has nothing to do with the Old Testament.
Here's a story off Fox News. The viral documentary aimed at bringing infamous Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony to justice has sparked a debate about the charity group behind it and how it spends the money it raises. San Diego-based Invisible...
So this is the video you're talking about.
Right.
The group that created this video is what people are debating about?
Right. The group and how it spends, like, what its initiatives are.
Okay.
So
this is a group that opposes Kony. They want to put a stop to this guy.
Right. They basically are out for his blood.
What's the Kony 2012 thing? Is he like running for an election, or is it just like we need to do this now? It's 2012.
It's we need to do it now. And then they say that the 2012 thing is sort of loosely based on 20 celebrities is their goal for how many people they want to get behind their movement. Because they have a good business model when it comes to raising awareness about an issue. It's great. They made this video, which is pretty persuasive. If you didn't, you know, when I watched it last night, and I thought the video was made well and everything, but the intent behind their campaign is, I think it's more about hate and promoting war and war propaganda than...
So it's the idea to get the American military involved here,
right,
to save the people of Uganda?
They've been successful in trying to get the military involved. Obama has said that it's a good movement and that we really need to work to bring this guy to justice and everything. Mm. And people's criticism of it is that it's not about making the victims of Kony whole. It's about going after
retaliation.
Kony. Right.
Right. And essentially taking the side of the Ugandan state against a Ugandan warlord.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of these organizations is a bunch of good people. The Ugandan
right.
state, you know, is responsible for all kinds of atrocities. So, you know, if two boxers are in a ring and you're saying that's a bad boxer, you're essentially supporting the other boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't like either one of these disgusting groups. So,
did I also read somewhere that there's oil in Uganda as well, and that that might be a factor as to why the government's interested?
Maybe that helped persuade the government to get involved, and I'm not I haven't heard that.
Because, I mean, it's interesting, like, this viral video campaign is what got the U.S. federal government all of a sudden interested in this warlord? Is that what really it took?
It got the public interested, and, politicians love to get out in front of a parade.
And so the suggestion here is that this group is not only advocating for continued violence and using force to retaliate against this guy, but also there's questions about their fundraising and where the money goes?
Well, basically, apparently the group's funding, there's nothing that goes against their status as not-for-profit, but they spend most of their money trying 80.5% of it trying to promote their whole mission is to make this guy famous, they say in the video, and trying to promote their cause instead of sending any money to the poor victims that he's mutilated and brutalized or he's had people do for him. So yeah, I think it's sad that
so they're directing
people are getting behind this.
So they're directing all their resources to a publicity campaign,
right,
rather than trying to help these people, which is not what they're trying to do. I mean, from what you're telling me, the campaign is to get the military involved, which obviously isn't going to help anybody. That's just going to spread more destruction.
One might make the argument that the money behind the publicity campaign will be more effectively used than money going to, help or make the victims whole. For one, it's not the obligation of anybody to make, but the people who committed crimes against the victim to make them whole, but to help them in whatever way, one might make the argument that publicity is a better use of the money. If, for instance, you could use, say you have $100,000, I don't know what number you've got, but you get $100,000, that'll only go so far as in feeding people and helping them to construct buildings in Africa. And all you have to do is, there's all kinds of failed projects in Africa that were meant to help people, all kinds of them, wells that have gone dry, equipment that's rotting right out there, and there's no doubt that putting stuff on the ground sometimes is successful and sometimes it's not. So I don't have a problem with the use of publicity in this circumstance.
Well, right, because what good does it do if you buy a bunch of stuff, send it over to Africa, and then Kony gets his hands on it?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, is that Kony's not even, according to the Ugandan people and general knowledge of Uganda, his whereabouts are unknown, and he is not believed to be leading the militant and genocidal Lord's Resistance Army anymore. He's, no one knows where he is. He's just some guy that's in hiding now. And so, effectively, the job's been done. He's not in power anymore. The LRA hasn't been, doing its brutalizing anymore. And Uganda is actually, apparently, experiencing, a boom in their economy. And they're doing better than they have. So getting the military involved now would be the worst thing for them, basically. So, it's totally counterintuitive to wanting to help Uganda and, foster peace there, because apparently it's already, relatively more peaceful. So getting the military involved is not going to help them at all.
Whenever has
Where's
it?
This article from?
When is this from?
Where?
Where is this from? FoxNews.com.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm
glad that you've done the research on this, because I was completely in the dark.
I did not know that particular aspect of Kony being no longer involved in the LRA or anything like that. But to me, this is the Africa problem is not an easy one that you can watch a video and then figure out a solution for in an evening's time. It's really, really messed up.
Right, and bringing the military in is not going to solve anything.
Not going to be a solution.
Right, and this San Diego kid going to Uganda and deciding that he can figure out what the answer to all Uganda's problems is, and picks the simplistic of answers is to kill that guy.
Right.
And
this is generally how people solve problems is, let's let the government solve it.
Right.
What a good idea.
Toll-free number is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. What are we missing about this Kony thing? Is there some more detail you want to fill in? What have you learned? 855-453. Bring up anything as well. Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 News Alms from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll bring you the features there for free. You can actually control the site, the content. You can vote up and down on different items. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. You get to submit things to the site if you would like as well. So get as interactive as you please over at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
Com, where you've been talking about the Kony 2012 campaign that literally exploded in one of the most viral manners I've seen in a long time.
Huge viral video. And it's a moving piece of cinematography.
Seen this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
It's a half an hour long, right?
It's a long one. I can't say I was riveted to it the whole time, but I'd watched it.
And essentially, it's against a guy named Joseph Kony, who is said to be a leader of the child-recruiting violent Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA in Uganda. But Ali is saying that, according to a Fox News piece, that he's not so in charge anymore, that this guy's old news.
Yeah, I just found this quote from Beatrice Pora, a director of Kairos, who says, "What the video says is totally wrong, and it can cause us more problems than help us." She's a community health organization in Gulu, a town that was once at the center of the rebels' activities. She says, "There's not been a single soul from the LRA here since 2006.
That's
now we have peace. People are back in their homes, and they are planting their fields, and they are starting their businesses. This is what people should help us with."
As opposed to going to war.
Right.
Now, according to the Washington Post, Invisible Children is responding to criticism about their Stop Kony campaign, the campaign that we've been talking about here, the viral film with tens of millions of views in just the last day alone, created by Invisible Children, a charity that seeks to end the conflict in Uganda and raises awareness about human rights abuses by Kony and the LRA. But unfortunately, as Ali has pointed out, it seems like they're suggesting that the conflict be ended by more conflict, which tends to not really solve problems. As we talked about last night, violence begets more violence.
Right. The best way to resolve conflicts tends to be some kind of meeting and talking and these kind of things.
Yeah, it sounds like Joe Kony could use a hug. But some activists have voiced concerns about the methods used by Invisible Children, such as manipulating the facts to promote its cause. The director of idea development for the group called the criticism myopic and said the film represented a tipping point, that it got young people to care about an issue on the other side of the planet that doesn't affect them. Stop Kony has been trending worldwide on Twitter since Tuesday, and as of this writing, and this was I think a day ago, Kony 2012 had a combined 47 million views on YouTube and Vimeo. 32 million were in the last 20 hours alone. I think you said it was up to 57 now. 57 million, is that right?
I thought it was, yeah, 57 million.
Kony is undeniably brutal, and the World Bank estimates that under his leadership, the LRA has abducted or forced around 66,000 children to fight with them during the past two decades. And then in October, Obama committed 100 U.S. troops to help the Ugandan army remove Kony. So it looks like there's already been some military action on the side of the U.S. government here. But in November, a Foreign Affairs article pointedly challenged the tactics used by Invisible Children and other nonprofits working in the region, saying that such organizations have manipulated facts for strategic purposes, exaggerating the scale of LRA abductions and murders, and emphasizing the LRA's use of innocent children as soldiers, and portraying Kony, a brutal man to be sure, as uniquely awful, a Kurtz-like embodiment of evil, wrote the magazine. One of Invisible Children's partner organizations, Resolve, responded to the accusation at the time in a blog post, calling it a serious charge published with no accompanying substantiation. Jenkins maintained Wednesday that the numbers of child abductions the charity uses are not exaggerated, and they're often the same numbers as the ones used by Human Rights Watch and the United Nations. So it seems like they're really just kind of, they're fighting over details here. I mean, does it really matter if he has abducted 66,000 children or 6,000 children? I think any one of those is 6,000 or 66,000 too many.
Sure. I mean, if you're the children of the parents of the children, the family of the children, people in the village of the children, it's been traumatic for you one way or the other. I guess for me, the part is that I don't think there are good guys here.
No.
And,
there's not even an anti-hero here.
We saw what happened when the United States picked a side in World War II and decided, basically World War II, for those that don't know, especially the Eurasian conflict, was largely a war between Germany and Russia. And, the United States picked a side. And what did you get out of the deal? 50 years of Cold War.
Well, as Jenkins says here, Mark, he says it's a huge problem with political corruption in Africa. If we had the purity to say we will not partner with anyone corrupt, we couldn't partner with anyone. It's like, how do you pick a side, is what he's saying.
Well, you know, and this is kind of why I've come to the conclusion that people around the world need to work out their own conflicts and however it is they work them out. I believe that they should be given the information on the best ways, the most, you know, the newest ways to work out conflict resolution. By the way, most of those do not include bullets. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, and the United States should be a beacon of liberty and peace for the world, and people, you know, that live in those countries, if they can get over here and create a better life for themselves, should be able to do that. And you would see, I think you would see not only a more prosperous United States and a more peaceful world, but you'd probably see the purview of the United States expanding. You know, currently
through peace, you mean?
Through peace. Now, try to imagine. This is me speculating here for a second. But if the United States didn't grow this welfare state and this warfare state that it has, and it had a relatively small federal government, you know, up until the 40s, the United States was growing. It was expanding. It was getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's no benefit. I mean, if we were to pick up the Yucatan Peninsula from Mexico, what in the hell are we doing? We're picking up more people to be on welfare. What do we want that for? Mm. Nobody wants that. It's become sort of quote-unquote unprofitable for the government to spread its purview.
The welfare state has become too big for its britches. I mean, there's too much money that's already been expended, but also, what is it, the future obligations that these programs have is tremendous.
Like $700,000 per individual.
It's $50 trillion, I think. Last number I heard was 50 trillion. That is, you know, unfunded essentially on into the future. I mean, this is not. It's a very top heavy structure here.
It is not getting less heavy.
Yeah, I think it all comes from, because I think the thing that's important about this is that it's gotten tons of support. Just the video going viral, people buying these action kits that they sell for $30 so they can post this guy's picture everywhere. Like April 20th, supposedly, we're all supposed to wake up in the morning and there's Kony 2012 pictures plastered all over the walls. That's their idea.
That's what it says here, yeah.
It's a great campaign.
Yeah, and it's a great way to share ideas, but I think part of the reason, I don't know if they're so successful in spreading their campaign because they're just really good at marketing, or is it because people have this love for an idea that good guys and bad guys are black and white,
yeah.
and that the United States military represents the good guys, and we need to get them to go after this bad guy, Kony, and to them, that's how it works. That's how it works in the movies, and that's how it works in real life.
That's a great point, and I wonder what's going to end up happening here. April 20th is a long way away in internet time. Like, this has been huge over the last two or three days, over the last few days here on the internet. Can they keep up the momentum till April 20th? I don't know if I believe they can. More coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything that you want. And if you've got a comment on the Coney situation, certainly want to hear from some other perspectives on this. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features that we have there for you, so enjoy those. In fact, one of the things you can do on our website is contribute. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com and send in $3 a month to the show. We'll take that, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org, and now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
All right, so we've been talking about the Coney 2012 campaign, which has been a huge success, at least from a viral marketing perspective. This group that put it together, it's a half-hour-long video. I have not seen it, but Ali, you have seen it, and Mark, you've
yes.
seen most of it?
That's, yeah, I mean, I had it going, I listened to it, I was there.
Right. And you say this is pretty persuasive. I mean, this guy is a terrible man. He's putting children into slavery. He's forcing.
It's persuasive if you, you know, just average. I don't usually just watch what's going on in Africa. How, you know, how terrible are they off compared to me? You know, it's like, I understand that Africa is in a lot of poverty, and it's hard for me to understand all their complex situations.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone just throws me a video and says, look at these poor African children all like muddled up on the floor together sleeping in these terrible conditions, and they're so poor, and don't you feel bad? And then they point to this bad guy and make it seem like he's responsible for all this. You know, as someone who's ignorant to the situation in all its complexities, it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. I'm persuaded. I don't like this kind of guy either. You know, he's driving children into sex slavery.
I don't like this Coney guy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But as though it's just one man, right?
That's just one side of the story.
One man doesn't get power through his own volition. He's got to have people that are willing to do his bidding. And so, obviously, there's other people involved here. In fact, according to the Washington Post article here, which backs up what Fox News piece said, Lieutenant Colonel Maudu Guy, a military spokesman for the United Nations from the DRC, Republic of Congo, said recently that the LRA has been weakened by military efforts. The group is believed only to have about 250 armed members. General Carter Hamm, the head of the U.S. Africa Command, said recently that Kony is no longer even in Uganda. So is this all much ado about nothing?
It's probably going to bring a lot of money to this organization.
To the organization, which is one of the concerns that has been cropping up, is what are these people really doing? Is this Invisible Children group do they actually care about helping people? Because if they do, then some are suggesting that their actions really seem to be focused around earning money for Invisible Children so they can continue promoting. But obviously promotion has to be a part of any budget of an organization like this. But you were suggesting, Allie, that these guys didn't really have a budget to assist anyone in Africa. All they were trying to do is get the U.S. military to go down there and do something.
Right. Well, what I wonder is if they feel like they couldn't get enough people to join their cause, if their cause was let's bring retribution, because that would have to come from the perpetrators, but let's bring some help to these people that have been victimized by this guy. You know, would people not want to donate to that? Would they not be able to promote their cause and, you know, still plaster the walls, you know, or something with a message of helping others in need and feeling for people and being compassionate? But apparently going after this guy and, you know, bloodthirst is a better motivator for people. I don't know. Why
well,
is that?
Well, Americans, it's probably true. I mean, Americans are all gung-ho. A lot of Americans are very gung-ho for the military. And, you know, they have been brainwashed by Hollywood to some extent that these are the way you solve problems. And so it would be interesting to see some group come up with an alternative idea, one that doesn't involve military force, but could somehow also be successful, because clearly you want to, at least I want to, see people get help. But on the other hand, I don't want to foment more warmongering and more violence.
Have you seen the promos for this movie, Act of Valor, that has real active duty Navy SEALs in it?
I saw one on just kind of off to the side at a bar one day on a television screen. That's about all I've seen of it.
Yeah, it's you know, just more of this sort of martial you know, jingoism that really seems pervasive.
The movie got panned, by the way.
What's that mean?
Bad reviews.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Apparently, Navy SEALs don't make good actors.
Hmm. Well, I mean, you know, they're not actors.
Right.
But I wonder, A, how much of our tax money went into this.
Good question.
Because
anything that makes the military look good gets money from the military.
Well, at the very least, they get the equipment and the...
That's money. I mean, that's a subsidy to the movie producers.
Sure. I mean, if you wanted to make some kind of anti-war screed, where would you get, you know, where are you going to get your F-16 for that one?
You can rent a lot of military equipment. Probably older military equipment can be rented through different movie prop companies.
But it's just
expensive. It's a lot more expensive.
And it's not going to be as, you know... Good. I mean, you're not going to have the new stuff. You're not going to have the soldiers operating it.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is a recruitment video.
There's a little more here about the Kony campaign from Washington Post. Again, as you mentioned, Ali, April 20th is when the Invisible Children group is calling on its supporters to stop Kony and LRA's campaign by using social media and viral tactics. And again, I don't know if they can keep it up until April 20th. Maybe they can.
Why are they choosing 420, I wonder?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. They don't explain that.
That's supposed to be my day.
This is the day when we'll meet at sundown and blanket every street and every city until the sun comes up, says the director of the film for Invisible Children. The rest of the world will go to bed Friday night and wake up to hundreds of thousands of posters demanding justice. And if his vision becomes a reality, then, you know, you got to hand it to him for really running one of the most successful campaigns of informational purposes I've ever heard about. Because just the buzz around this is huge. And if they can keep that momentum going for a month, then that will be
tremendous. If they can keep the momentum, I think that they may have gone too soon on this one. I mean, it was really what my thought is that it blew up too soon, and I don't know.
Well, that's the one thing about going viral is you never can predict when something is going to go viral. Maybe they didn't even intend for this to happen. I don't know about the insides of how the campaign worked. But according to Visible Children, which is a Tumblr blog that has received much attention for questioning the efforts of Invisible Children, they wrote Wednesday that those social media tactics aren't helping. They say these problems are highly complex, not one-dimensional, and frankly aren't of the nature that can be solved by postering, filmmaking, and changing your Facebook profile picture, as hard as that is to swallow, writes the blog. Jenkins from Invisible Children doesn't agree. He says the film has reached a place in the global consciousness where people know who Coney is, they know his crimes, kids know and they respond, and then they won't allow it to happen anymore. Well, if that's true, then that's great. I mean, if it's true that people are aware of a killer that they, you know, never had been aware of before, that's got to be a good thing, I suppose. Are the solutions the right ones? Not necessarily. If the solution is to call on the U.S. military, then no, that's definitely not the right solution. But it doesn't hurt to have awareness out there, I suppose. That's not a bad thing.
I think that people could definitely learn from their marketing strategies. I think
that's probably the best lesson in this.
Right.
Let's talk to Bruce. He's in Minnesota. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Thank you. I was listening to you guys. I just discovered your show, so I hope I'm not out of context or whatever. But
don't worry. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. So go ahead.
Well, I was listening to you sort of talking about how the American sentiment is regarding war and things such as that. And I've been hearing, you know, in other alternative media stations where they say, you know, Americans are sick and tired of war and blah, blah, blah. Well, I really don't find that to be the case, for example.
I'll tell you what. Hold that example. We'll come back with you here in a moment, Bruce. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. People I know are sick of war, but are most Americans? It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics. Plus, save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends today. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You may follow us via Twitter or Facebook or email. Go get signed up for our news updates at news.freetalklive.com. That's news. freetalklive.com. It's all free.
If you're looking to get some precious metals, whether it's gold or silver, check out Free Talk Live. Excuse me, gold.freetalklive.com. We advocate getting gold and silver, whether it's as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've got all kinds of pieces and coins there that you can take a look at. You can do some comparison shopping. If you're a big Mises fan, the Mises silver round is there. Go check it out at gold.freetalklive.com, and Midas Resources will help you out with it. Every time you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live.
All right, so we continue. Bruce is on the line listening in Minnesota. And Bruce, you're listening online tonight?
Yes.
Very good, sir. So you wanted to tell us about what you thought about Americans and their viewpoints on war. Go ahead.
One thing, for example, which I find really irritating is you'll hear all these shows in the alternative media where they're anti-war and stuff, which is good. But then they will go and they have all of these military veterans, they call themselves, on their, telling about how they just have such high opinions of themselves, and they talk about, my goal as a child was to be a fighter pilot, and I realized my dream. And then now they complain, about the military-industrial complex and the war, the Bush and Obama and the politicians are getting us into wars. And these guys volunteered, and now they're complaining that they're that the Veterans Administration isn't treating them well enough. No one can live on the $30,000 a year that they collect for their post-traumatic stress syndrome and all of this. And I just think these guys are a bunch of monkeys. And then they pat themselves on the back. Look what we did for our country. We sacrificed our, life
I'm
for our country.
I'm confused by what you're saying here. You're saying that these are people who joined the military
are now anti-war after the fact.
No, they're not anti-war. They're complaining about their benefits.
Okay, and you're not talking about...
And they're also anti-war, though. They're also anti-war.
They're anti-war, but they're saying they're proud of what they did? Because most of the people I know that were in the military are not proud of the time they've spent there. They're embarrassed by the fact that they were there, and they wish that that they hadn't gone. They wish that they hadn't done what they'd done. I mean, that's the usual anti-war former military mindset that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like that, but at the same time, they're acting all sort of proud about how they made a sacrifice and how now the government owes them.
I think a lot of that probably comes from the fact that when people join the military, or to get them to join the military, a lot of military recruiters make them all these promises, and according to almost everyone I've ever talked to who's been in the military, they don't fulfill most of those promises. They joined on the pretenses they'd get this raise, or they'd get, something out of it, and then they don't ever get that, so they have this feeling of, well, I do feel like I sacrificed, because I wouldn't go to war if I wasn't going to get what I was promised.
Or if they went to get free college or something like that, and then they come out with PTSD, they're like, I can't go to college, I'm insane. And, what good was college as an offer to me if I can't get my life together? I'm beating my wife or whatever it is. That's many of the complaints from many of the soldiers, sailors, and Marines that I've heard. And it seems like when people talk about being tired of the war, or tired of war here in the United States, they're tired of the war, the ones that are currently going on. Oh yeah, well, war's a great idea, but just not the ones that are happening right now.
Right, and yeah, they go in, it's a paycheck, and they're going to get their free college and everything, and then they decide, oh, it wasn't so great after all, and they realize, hey, all I have to do is say, I'm having psychological symptoms, and I can get out of this and collect $30,000 a year for the rest of my life without working. And then they have these real touchy-feely little groups, where they sit around and say how people aren't treating them nicely enough, and they don't.
I don't know if I can agree with you though, because I do feel sorry for people that come back from war and have you ever talked to a veteran and they talk about in really vague terms the things they've seen, and you get this kind of cold shiver, like I always feel like, wow, I don't know, I think I'd be in a totally different mindset if I've ever been to war, and I feel sorry for people that have had to go through that.
It sounds to me like, Bruce, maybe I'm misunderstanding you, but it sounds to me like you aren't really showing any compassion to people that are suffering from PTSD.
No, I'm really not, because it's different now. Like, as girl was saying, if you're drafted into Vietnam, that's different, the things that you...
No, it's not different. It's not different. I mean, people that are suffering from PTSD, this is a serious condition.
Right. The commercials for the military do not show bloated, stinking bodies of dead children lying along the side of the road.
Or your friend getting his brains blown out.
They've got some young man climbing a hill and then lifting aloft Excalibur and then, turning into a United States Marine. They've got these really vague ideas about how awesome it'll be. And I don't think people even go for the paycheck, really, when it comes to the military. They go for this thing called discipline, because they're pretty sure they don't have it. And they're going for sort of the way people are going to feel about them with their when they put on that uniform. And I think largely they get that.
Well, I mean, I think if a person is... I just can't... I mean, I put up a sign... don't support the troops. And
yeah,
see the reaction that I got.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that you get feces thrown at it.
Yeah, and this whole thing about, support the troops, and around here all there is these marches and so honoring the troops is constant. And then it was like, I don't support the war, but I support the troops.
Hold on, I want to hear what he has to say on this. I don't support the war, but I do support the troops. I'm very interested in the statement.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that a thousand times.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with what we're doing in the Middle East, but I certainly support our troops. Well, that was a bunch of nonsense.
But it is very self-contradictory.
It doesn't make much sense to me either, and I've never been able to get around it. But here's what I think. I think that your position as it is, and I understand it, believe me, I understand it, is not compassionate enough to reach out to people. People, you know, at their base, you've got this core, this monkey that is this monkey brain that is at the bottom of what we are. And, you know, bad people are bad and good people are good. And in their mind, you're a bad person because you disagree fundamentally with them. And if you don't have a certain level of compassion and empathy for them and their position, especially for people that they care deeply about, then you're on the other team. And the other team's the bad guys.
Well, the problem is that we have too much empathy for warmongers in this country. There's tons of empathy for warmongers.
But the troops aren't always warmongers, right? Like, the troops, in some cases, made a mistake. And they, you know, an individual person who is a troop may regret the mistake they made, but they may feel too afraid to go AWOL or, you know, refuse to follow orders or whatever. And, you know, when it comes to supporting the troops, I support those who will refuse to follow bad orders, which means hardly any of them. But, you know, from the perspective that Mark's suggesting here, I think that's it's a good point. After the fact, these guys do need to be shown compassion. It doesn't help them to spit on them. It doesn't help them to insult them. You know, those are not good ways to, you know, make connections and change people's minds.
Well, I don't spit on them or insult them if they say that they've made a mistake. But at the same time, if they think they've made a mistake, I don't think they should be running to the government claiming to have PTSD and wanting a $30,000 a year stipend for the rest of their
Bruce,
life.
Bruce, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Mark's on the line in New York. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, that last caller never spent 2 minutes in a VA hospital. He painted a broad brush. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What's your experience?
Well, I visited VA hospitals. I had a cousin of mine killed himself after he came out of Vietnam.
Yeah.
The residuals of war. Most of these guys are suffering. 75% of the men in the first Gulf War are dead. 75% are dead.
Yeah, I've heard numbers like that, and it's really shocking.
Yeah.
Right. When someone says they have PTSD, that's a pretty serious thing to say, and I wouldn't take that lightly.
There
at all.
Are probably some fakers out there, but. You know, when you're talking about PTSD, this is serious stuff. The government stands in the way as far as treating these guys. There was a study that came out recently. Yeah, it came out recently that said that the MDMA, this drug that's illegal, because somebody might take it to have fun or whatever, it was able to treat people with PTSD in as few as one doses. But, you know, we don't want to give them that. Let's just give them a stipend for $30,000 a year.
Right. I mean, I don't know if I believe what he was saying about the money. It seems unlikely they're going to give them cash. They're going to give them a bunch of prescription pills, in which case, why would you fake that?
They can't work, though.
More coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.